Well, good morning once again. Welcome to From Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. To set this in its context, we'll begin reading in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 1. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them talking with him. And then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now Mark and Luke both record the same event, commonly known as the Transfiguration, that term coming straight to us from the scriptures in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 2, which we just read. It's called such because Jesus showed himself in his glory, which had been previously veiled. Many years later, Peter writes of this event, and he says this, For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so, we have the prophetic word confirmed. We can say, as Jesus himself said, that he came to fulfill the law and the prophets. Moses represents the law, and Elijah the prophets. But both have been superseded and point to Christ. Therefore, hear him. For Jesus, Son of Man and Son of God, is commended to us as God's supreme revelation. For God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Our Lord revealed himself as light. Is he not called the light of the world? This is the Shekinah glory, the visible manifestation of the presence, or the localized presence, of God Almighty. And at the transfiguration, the divine light of the sun is accompanied by what is known theologically as the bat call, the daughter of a voice, the divine voice of God the Father. Here, The Father went two words further than he did when he spoke at his Son's baptism. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And on the mountain, he proclaims, hear him. Hear him. Beware, lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. If you are seeking answers any which way other than according to Christ, then you are getting cheated. You're cheating yourself by going down these rabbit trails rather than going straight to the source, to the Word of God, to hear him. How shall we know what is according to Christ? We look no further than the Bible, the Word of God. Jesus himself is the living Word, and the Scriptures provide for us the written Word. For the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, our subtext here gives us four things to avoid as we instead obey God's command concerning Christ. Hear him. Philosophy. Everyone has a philosophy. And I would go further. Everyone has a religion, a belief system for life that is informed by what one believes to be facts, and by faith believes certain things to be true or false. Christianity can be your religion. Buddhism can be your religion. Follow the science can be your religion. And I'm going in the ground and that's it can be your religion. Those of your beliefs based upon the kind of faith or the content of faith which you wish to exercise. Now, I would submit to you that it takes a lot of faith not to believe in a creator God, and a good bit of self-deception as well. For the scripture says this, that what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Deep thinking from knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, biblically defined, read the book of Proverbs, is prudent. But apart from God's truth, philosophy is a fool's errand. It is an ill-fated quest to find meaning by and by at the rainbow's end. Empty deceit. This abounds in so-called religious, even Christian circles. God never promised you a rose garden. He didn't promise you a life free from thorns either. Health and wealth are not promised, although if you have one or both, thank God for that. But recognize and realize that if you have them, God is going to hold you to a greater account, for he has given them to you as a gift. Paul, in the last letter that he wrote, which was written from prison to Pastor Timothy, reads this way. But you have carefully followed my doctrine. You ever wonder where Paul got his doctrine? He heard the injunction. Hear him. Manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Isn't that a great testimony at the end of life? I went through this, through that, to use the common vernacular of our day. I went through hell and high water, and the Lord delivered me out of both. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Even as he has promised, in this world, you will have tribulation. Name and claim that one, friends. But be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. There's that empty deceit in Christian circles. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Apostle Paul says to Timothy, it's not an option to turn around and go backwards. You got to keep going. You got to go forward till the Lord calls you home. I've seen so many people fall off the train. Paul continues, and that from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures. Timothy was blessed with the mother or grandmother who taught him the Word of God. Devout believers in the God of Israel. The Scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, for they testify of him. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So look behind me at the Lord Jesus Christ, high and lifted up, and hear him. The tradition of men. In context, Paul is writing about religious tradition, the formalism of the Pharisee. Do not be deceived into thinking that outward religion in itself will avail you anything. Paul continues, and you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us. That's the 613 commandments in the Old Testament law, under the Old Testament covenant, that nobody could keep, which was contrary to us. Not only could nobody keep it, it is contrary to the human nature for anybody naturally to want to keep all of the commandments of God. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Hear him. Believe in faith alone, in Christ alone, and then follow his commandments. Not so that you can become a free man, but because Jesus has made you a free man. The basic principles of the world, to name a few. Me first. The end justifies the means. If it feels good, do it. Party on, for tomorrow we die. Don't rock the boat. But the principles of Christ are, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do the right thing the right way, always. If it glorifies God, do it. Think about eternity and live for that. And never mind the self-gratification, which lasts for a season, but will bite you in the end. And stand for Christ. That will rock the boat. But if the boat is sinking, what do you have to lose? By telling somebody how to get off the sinking ship. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Do you want to know how God would want you to live your life? I can't give you all that in 20 minutes. But all of the answers are in the scriptures. Hear him. Do not regard the crazy thoughts that come to you in your head when you're on your bed. The one who says, that is not too bad, or it's okay, this is the 21st century now. We are freed from all Bible constraints. Or everybody does it. Or get a little balance in your life and don't go too far in with Jesus. In other words, keep one foot in the world. And we'll like you a little better. Instead, hear him. In your search for truth, fuller revelation and purpose in life will be met. Has God brought you this far and saved you from what you went through for nothing? To the unbeliever, to the fence sitter, the thorough investigator, and the critic, there is no distinction. Hear him. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ in truth. This very day, repenting of your sins, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Don't be one of those who hangs around the fringes of Christianity, of Christian circles, of the fellowship, reserving the right, so one thinks, to keep going in that sin. In the meanwhile, because friend, if that speaks of you, you're going to fall off that fence. And it won't take long. And you're going to get hurt doing it. You're going to have to climb back over that fence, swallow your pride. Recognize the path you've chosen. And get straight. But heed this. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. So let's all come to the light in prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we've fallen, we've drifted, we've sinned against you, a holy God. A God who's paid for all of our sins at the cross. At great price to himself, through his very blood. Lord, we've counted that blood a small thing all too often. Help us this morning to realize how much it costs, how much you love us, and the wonderful purpose that you have in store for us. Lord, may we be found hearing that injunction from the heavenly voice, hear him. The very next time we make a decision, even if we think it's inconsequential, may those words resound in our ears, in our spirit, hear him. And may we do those things exactly as and according to the manner of that methodology in which your Son, our Lord, our God, our Savior, has done them. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.